Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
It's not just the faculty that make UC San Diego a world-class university. As Kim Barrett will tell you, the professors have some help.
Simply put, graduate students are the engine that gets research done at any major research university, and so UCSD is no exception. They are the students who are in the labs, out in the field, doing the scholarship, doing the creative work that moves our campus forward as a research engine.
As the Dean of Graduate Studies, it's Kim Barrett's job to look out for those students by helping with housing or funding, or in the case of a young student like Ignacio Lopez, enrolling him in a summer course to prepare for a PhD program in biochemistry.
I'm the type of person who gets really bored. So I always have to be doing something, working on something. And for me, like, to have the opportunity to come to UC San Diego early during the summer and to just start at 22, it gives me something to do. As I said, I'm here because I'm fascinated about, you know, the chemistry of these tiny molecules that are involved in function of our body and disease.
Ignacio is one of about 4,000 graduate students here at UC San Diego who, as Kim Barrett sees it, will contribute to the public good.
The students that we are training here will be the leaders of tomorrow. They will be leaders in their disciplines. They will be doing the research that creates new jobs, that generates new companies, that cures diseases. Everything that we can think of that comes out as a benefit of that research is what we're training people to do. Graduate education is also about training the next generation of professors. And we cannot renew our universities without generating those people who have not only the ability to do wonderful scholarly research, but also to be inspiring and effective teachers for our next undergraduate population.
Among those who intend to use her graduate degree to teach is Rebecca Salzer, now pursuing a Master's of Fine Arts in dance theater. As a longtime dancer and choreographer, Rebecca was drawn to UC San Diego by its embrace of multiple disciplines.
When I was looking at straight dance programs and talking to the directors of those programs, I would often ask, you know, can I take design? Can I take directing? Can I take acting? How could I connect to your theater department? And usually I got responses that amounted to, you won't have time.
But she did have time here, and 3 years of study led to a master's thesis film exploring her lifelong struggle to correct her vision.
It's a strange amalgamation of dance and documentary and personal narrative and design. It's very loosely about the possibilities and the limits inherent in the way we see. I have very limited 3D vision, and I've been learning to see better in 3D and actually changing my perceptual experience. I hope that the dance is a way of kind of manifesting the ideas and emotions in a nonverbal way. The dances themselves are an exploration of the experience of seeing. It's an interesting balancing act to be a mom and a wife and a graduate student. Having all those other commitments kind of really makes you distill what it is you're here for, what it is you need to get, and it just hones your focus.
Graduate students now compose about 15% of UC San Diego's student body, but Kim Barrett would like to see that number grow in the next few years, a task all the more difficult as education expenses continue to climb to as much as $250,000 per student for a doctorate in science, prompting Barrett to join others in a campus-wide campaign to raise private money for graduate fellowships.
Fellowship support is really wonderful for a student because we want them to have the time to be creative, to think about their research, to really focus 100% of their energies on that. And a fellowship does exactly that. It comes with no strings attached other than the student work hard on progressing in their studies.
Hi, my name is Ayana. I'm a marine biology PhD student at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, and this is my office.
She's an absolutely marvelous example of interdisciplinarity because her research has encompassed some very classic marine biology and looking at fisheries and so forth, but intersecting that with policy.
Curaçao is a really amazing place. It's in the Caribbean, right off the coast of Venezuela, about 30 kilometers north. The reefs there are still not doing well compared to what a really healthy reef looks like. The population of large fish is incredibly small. There's basically nothing big left on the reef, no sharks. I think in 250 dives that I did there, I saw one shark and it was dead in a gillnet. So as far as the balance of different parts of the ecosystem, there aren't really any predators left on the reef. My research was trying to understand how to prevent things from getting worse, and in fact, how to make them better if possible. And so what I focused on was how science, both natural and social sciences, can be brought to bear on developing a management plan for the island. Fishing is something that's a very strong tradition there and is going to continue. So the question is, how do you minimize the negative aspects of that? It turns out if you put an escape gap about 20 by 2.5 centimeters in the side of a trap, you can reduce the catch of unwanted fish by about 80% without at all affecting fishermen's incomes. So it's one of these rare win-win opportunities for fishermen and for conservation.
Ayana Johnson defended her PhD thesis earlier this year and is now Dr. Johnson, clearly with no regrets about this career path. And for Rebecca Salzer, she'll finish her MFA this spring. And Ignacio Lopez, well, he's just getting started.
The lab I was working for during the summer had a lot of parties.
But so far, so good.
So I'm living in the new Rita Atkinson apartments. They're really nice. Everything's brand new. And it gives me an opportunity to get to work really close because they're on campus. And they're like actual apartments. I hope to be cooking a lot more than usual. You know, cooking is a little bit like chemistry.
One of the main misconceptions is that graduate education is simply a private or a personal benefit to the student that's involved. Graduate education is a public benefit. It's the intellectual engine that is providing for well-being and the security of the economy in our state and the country, and just the discoveries that will make life better for everybody.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.